Minnesota State Senator Judy Seeberger held a town hall meeting at 2 p.m. on Sunday, May 7th at the Hero Center in Cottage Grove. The senator and her guest, Minnesota State Representative Shane Hudella, used the meeting to inform the public regarding the legislation that the Minnesota legislature has been working on to pass this session. Senator Seeberger covered such bills as the PRO Act, school lunches, the Restore the Vote Act, and a recap of the process for the Hastings Veterans Home, both for the funding to rebuild it and addressing concerns of the working and living environments at the home. Representative Hudella talked about adding fentanyl awareness language to a bill to legalize recreational cannabis and exempting 100% disabled veterans from having to pay fee for licenses and other costs associated with personal transportation. Senator Seeberger's forerunner and current Washington County Commissioner Carla Bigham was in attendance and had these comments.
Senator Seeberger and Representative Hudella have been able to get a lot of this stuff done. The refinery, the safe and skilled worker, all the PFAS stuff, the contamination in the water, the movement on the Social Security repeal, and I think that's going to continue to go. I think Minnesotans are going to really feel a lot of benefits from this session.
Also in attendance was Seeberger's opponent in the last election, Tom DePell. He had a different impression of the meeting.
I think, unfortunately, Senator Seeberger gave the impression that there's been bipartisan action and support for extreme bills that have been passed. And I wish that they would have gotten to the harder questions, because certainly there are many more questions to be answered. And the constituents of our Senate district are very concerned about Senator Seeberger's voting record.
The 2023 Minnesota legislative session runs through the end of May.